I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll receive extra winnings. Ready to take your excitement into extra innings? Log into BetMGM to get your MLB odds boost token and give your next baseball bet a boost. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days.
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Wake your asses up. Your favorite deal, Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join 888-808-1019. And my man Ray Jarvis behind the glass. Paulie the glue, get your ass out of here. Oh, forget he's going to use it as a drop. Jesus, what did I do? I set myself up. Did it again. He's got a whole Hall of Fame list back there praising his ass. No Yankee game, rained out, although it's not raining right now. Doubleheader tomorrow, so you got your favorite deal for 5 hours, midnight to 5 a.m. So we're going to be all over the place this morning. All over the place. I'm going to start with the relevant team in baseball, around these parts, I should say, the New York Yankees. We got some great news yesterday. Their fans, great news, as Max Fried will be back later on tonight in the second game of the doubleheader versus the Pittsburgh Pirates out at Yankee Stadium. A split day night, game one, Gerrit Cole, game two, Max Fried. As the Yankees look to sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now that's the good news. Max Fried's coming back. Will they throw 60 to 66 pitches? I hate that. Just say 60 to 70. Just give me a 10-pitch range because there's no way if he's on pitch 66 and it's a 2-2 count. Well, time to take him out. 66 pitches. We're done. It's not happening. It's stupid. He'll finish the batter, so whatever that is, then he'll come out the game. So Fried is back. But Giancarlo Stanton. You talk about a guy who getting paid for the most expensive vacation in all of Major League Baseball. It's been out since April 24th. The manager came out and said, quote, he's expected to be back within a reasonable amount of time. What the hell does that mean? He hasn't had a reasonable amount of time? It's July 22nd. July 22nd. Usually, if you're injured at work and you're out for that long, we call that workers' compensation. And even that sucks in this country because they take, you only get paid 2/3 of your pay, which is a joke. All the time you put in at your job and then you get hurt, you only get 2/3 of your pay. Horrendous. But Giancarlo Stanton's not going to be back until he'll be back in a reasonable amount of time. Whatever the hell that means. So what do? I like to spend time on social media, you know, here and there, and I look at stuff. I'm being sarcastic. I'm always looking at things on social media. And the talk is Luis Arraez. We want Luis Arraez on the Yankees. We want Luis Arraez. And Yankee fans would take him over Jazz Chisholm. Which I think is stupid. Now, I know Luis Arraez puts bat to ball a lot. Doesn't walk a lot as well. He's not willing to move off second base, which is where Jazz plays. But don't you want clutch players who come through, especially in late game situations? Hasn't Jazz done that enough? Now, I know when he said the 50-50 comment, that turned a lot of fans off. Like, hold on, slow your old smoking, Joe. 50-50? I mean, we all knew that wasn't going to happen, but hey, he put high expectations on himself. And I think that has a lot to do with Yankee fans being upset with him. They also don't like the lollipop thing. They also don't like the big pans. They also don't like some of the showboating he does. They want tradition back. Stick to the tradition! Well, tradition went out the window with the beards. When you brought the beards in, tradition was out the window. It was, everything's in play. And to be honest with you, it's 2026. I see some of the stuff people write. Oh, if he leaves his hair long, I don't want him on the team. Or if he has braids, I don't want him on the team. Well, I don't care if he wears his underwears on top of his head. I don't care if he wears his jockstrap outside of his jersey. If he produces, if he gets it done, if he's clutch, then I don't care. Because winning matters. Coming through in big spots matters, especially in this town. You're known for the big moments. You're known for delivering on the big stage. And Jazz does that, especially in late game situations. He's not afraid of the pressure. He's not afraid of the moment. When a lot of people who have come through to this town have been afraid of the big moment, not delivered in the big moment, come up small in the big moment, but collect big-ass checks. Jazz is not one of them. Now, I'm pissed off at Jazz for one reason. I bought a bag of 80 Blow Pops because of him. And I'm still stuck with about 30 of them. I have about 30 left. So thank you for that, Jazz. My sugar levels are through the roof when I'm at work because I can't stop eating Blow Pops. Although when this bag is over, I'm done because the gum sucks. But this lineup needs Jazz Chisholm. This lineup needs him to keep doing what he's doing, especially late in games. Now, I know early in the games, he's batting 224, and I mean, that's just baseball right now. A lot of these guys do that. I know Arraez's average is high, but have you looked at Luis Arraez's playoff numbers? He doesn't hit 300 in the playoffs. He's batting in the low 200s, and he's got no pop. And why would you want to bring a guy in here who's not willing to move positions to help the team? He's already said, I'm not moving off second base. Though Jazz is your second baseman. Don't even think of moving him to third. Don't even think of doing that. Because then you're going to cause a problem for a guy who last year said what he said about playing third base. Second is his spot. Luis Arraez has shown he can play first at times. You can put him at DH. Because let's face it, right now, you don't know what's going on with Stanton. You don't know what's going on with Aaron Judge. Amed Rosario has gone backwards. He got off to the hot start. He's back to being Amed Rosario. Let's not act like Ryan McMahon is Scott Rowland at third base. Mike Schmidt at third base. He's replaceable. Caballero is a great piece to this team. He brings a lot of energy. He brings that bulldog, kind of, you know, Wilson Contreras-esque, a guy I wanted on the Mets. When I won my bet, Commanders over the Giants versus Sean, who has a problem with Danhausen, I'll get into that later. Evan asked me, what's your plan for the bets? What would you do? First thing, I said, trade for Skubal. Well, that didn't happen. What else would you do? Well, we needed a first baseman. I said, sign Wilson Contreras. Or trade for Wilson Contreras. Look what he's done for Boston. They've been on fire. They've done what I wish the Mets would do. I wish. Not happening. But if I'm the Yankees, you got to figure out. And I think they know if Judge is really coming back. Clearly, They're not going to say it, the trade deadline. Like, I don't like when teams do that. I think the Mets did it a couple years ago. Well, this guy's hurt, that guy's hurt. I don't know when this guy's coming back. And then other.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams are going to look to fleece you because they know you are desperate. So I think the Yankees are playing it smart. We're not putting a timetable or time frame on when Aaron Judge is going to be back. I think he's going to be back with the last 2 weeks of the season. That's my opinion. The last 2 weeks of the season, I think that's when he'll be back. So he can get his reps in. Now, can he play the outfield? Will he play the outfield? I think if Stanton is not able to come back, which I don't think he's going to be back. I don't care what Aaron Boone said. Again, I think they're playing stupid. Which is smart. With the trade deadline right around the corner. So you might have Aaron Judge in the DH spot. Not playing the field, just taking at-bats in the playoffs. The last 2 weeks of the season and the playoffs. Because this team desperately needs his bat in the lineup. In order to put up a lot of runs the other night versus Pittsburgh... But in that Dodgers series, they had 5 runs. That's the kind of competition they're going to see in the playoffs. You're not going to see, you know, these 500 teams or worse. You're going to see top-notch pitching. And we all know the Yankees killed the third, fourth, or fourth and fifth starters and, you know, starters and openers, opening games, I should say. But against top-notch pitching, that's where they've struggled in the playoffs, coming up small. The bats asleep. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. I have a guy who could help this lineup right now, and I know it came out that the Angels are interested in and listening to offers for this guy, and that's Zach Neto. Now, he plays short, which means you can move Caballero to third. Caballero plays all over the infield. He could play third, he could play short. I'm sure he could play second, he could play the outfield. So you keep his bat and his glove in the lineup and on the field. Zach Neto, you can play at short. He's got pop. I know he strikes out a lot, but this lineup needs pop. And right now, it really doesn't have it. You need Bellinger to step up. Ben Rice has been doing what he's done all season. Just continue to be him. You know, too much Paul Goldschmidt, he starts to struggle. He gets tired. You know, he's 60 years old. The other guy, and I know it came out that they are most likely looking to trade him or going to trade him at the deadline. That's everyone's favorite lefty in the league, Tarik Skubal. I don't care what prospects you have to give up. I know it's a rental. I don't care. Same thing in the Soto situation. You go get him. Now you're going to say, well, this pitching staff is already stacked. Well, why not continue to stack the deck? I've been saying it for a bunch of shows now. You get Max Fried back. Gerrit Cole looked sensational his last start. You have Fried. Cole. We don't know what's going on with Rodon. You have Skubal. Schlittler. And you also have a guy you can move to the bullpen come playoff time. Because if it's a 5-game series, you figure out who your starters are and who you move to the pen. You're going to tell me your starting rotation in the playoffs is Skubal, Schlittler, Fried, Cole. You can automatically punch your ticket to the World Series in a weak American League. Who's topping that? No one. No one's topping that. I know Hunter Goodman's a name that's been dandied about. And Jeff Passan said it would take an offer to blow them out the water. So I don't think that's happening. I've been saying I don't think that's going to happen. The realistic options are Ryan Jeffers and Tyler Stevenson from the Reds, because the Reds have been disappointing this season. Those are two realistic options. Right-handed bats catching, because Austin Wells stinks at the plate. He's been horrendous offensively. And that's being polite. Ollie Sanchez calls a good game. Not the bat you need in this lineup when you need offense. Shea Langeliers, I know he turned down a deal with Oakland. I mean, with the A's, wherever the hell they're from now. That's a guy I want on the Mets. Got the perfect name, Shea. That's a guy I think the Mets should go all in for next year. I know we got Francisco Alvarez, but Shea Langeliers with that name in a Met uniform would be delicious. Scrumptious. Tempting. But for the Yanks, first base, Ben Rice. Second base, Jazz Chisholm. Shortstop, Zach Neto. Third base, Jose Caballero. And then go trade for Jeffers or Stevenson. There's your right-handed catcher. There's your offensive catcher, because they will give you anything better than what Austin Wells has given you. Bellinger in left, Trent Grisham in center. Who's playing right? Who's playing right field? That's the question. Especially come late in the second half of the season and in October. Will it be Aaron Judge, or will they bring somebody in? The other guy is, and it was mentioned that he might be available. I mean, you're going to see these reports like crazy. Might be, could be, maybe, sort of, 50-50, half and half. You're going to hear all of these traditional trade deadline words being used. If, and it's a big if, and I hate using ifs, if Mason Miller is available, that's another guy, especially under team control. You give up whoever the hell you have to give up. So to recap, Skubal, you do whatever you have to do. Miller, you do whatever you have to do. I like Zach Neto, again, for this lineup that needs pop right now, to play it short. Catcher, Stevenson, or Jeffers. You're going to tell me that right there? Does it improve the Yankees big time? Hell yeah, it does. Yes, Skubal's a rental, but we don't know what's going to happen next year with baseball. And Aaron Judge, last time I checked, it's not a spring chicken. Young spring chicken. Not even close. Are you willing to waste another Aaron Judge year? In a weak American League where the World Series is right there for you? And then you take your chances versus whoever. That's the point. Get to the big dance. Get to the championship. And whoever it is, if you have a pitching staff of Skubal, Fried, Schlittler, Cole, I'll take my chances versus whoever the National League has represented them in the World Series. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron, the Fan, back after this.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.